Are they working? Hello?
Everything's on.
Okay.
Hello. Houston, we have landed.
I don't know. You guys fuck with the moon?
Bro, moon? Moons?
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
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 Apollo mission?
Yeah.
1969?
Yeah.
That's no,
like,
actually, because...
That's like the white... Yeah. Right?
Oh, it is!
Right? Right? White guys do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They do the first expression a lot. Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, buddy. Yeah.
I got it from here, yeah.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
The moon.
Moon. What's your...
Oh, hey, yeah, why
we talked about this.
Why have we not been back?
Oh.
Do you think it's money related? It must be like... It wastes so much money to go back.
Well, you're actually talking about the moon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, what? Who?
Didn't India just land there recently? Their spacecraft?
Oh, yeah.
Their rover or something?
They did a thing.
Yeah. Shout out to
India. Be honest, I actually didn't have...
Space
the moon
agency.
Wasn't a topic, but I was just like, let me just throw some out and see what works.
You think moon landing was fake?
Huh?
You think the moon landing was fake?
I don't know.
CCTV bullshit.
I don't know much about it.
You don't know much about it?
So I can't say anything.
Well, moon landing in the
1960s.
Yeah. 69?
1969. Something like that. 1969 for sure.
Yeah. And they went to the moon. A lot of people are like, it's a hoax. It was in a studio. Why is there wind and the flag be flagging? And so, I don't know. Like, but there is like... Why haven't we been back? Why haven't we been back to the moon?
But Elon Musk has been trying to do it, though. He's very committed.
Yeah, but like technology-wise.
I believe we will go to the moon in our generation. I feel like we will, but we're not going to live that life of like living another planet. I think our grandchildren will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But...
I'm kind of happy.
Or maybe our children, too.
Man.
But us, we will just maybe go one
day. No, we're gonna die.
And then
we're
no. I believe that we are gonna experience going there. Come on, we're gonna live.
We're gonna
like,
be interplanetary.
We're gonna live for another
species,
like at least
at least
500 years.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, as you take a drink. Cheers! Cheers to a long life, you bastard. No, you guys don't think like obviously I think as the human like humans will live on and go somewhere else and do the whole thing in our lifetimes, though.
Yeah, like have you seen?
I feel like we'll be experimenting to get to like Mars is the journey.
But I feel like there's a lot of smart people out there that like everything's progressing so fast that
it
I
is
think,
super fast.
I think we would. Like, it's not just Elon Musk. I think there's a lot of smart people out there that are like working for.
I'm
it.
Really proud of them.
Yeah,
I'm like I don't know how to cheer them on.
Yeah,
I want them to know like, hey, we're out here.
If you're hearing this, I'm proud of you,
scientist. We love
do your science stuff.
You may have been bullied when you were younger as a nerd with a lot of bullies, but now you're bullying the world into advancement.
Maybe that's why scientists that's why scientists like some of them are evil like in the movies because like because they get bullied because
they're like you guys even know you guys don't even know man like what the fuck's going on.
I've been shoved in lockers.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know.
Was that
like
from experience?
Some sort of bully.
But I think it's a stereotype, too. Because like a lot of
scientists,
a lot of scientists are like hot and good looking.
Really?
There is.
I always thought it was
maybe
the opposite.
Maybe I should become a scientist.
I have seen
bro.
Some good looking.
Yeah, shit. We chose the wrong career, dog. Maybe I'll be taller if I just start
maybe
being
we get
a scientist.
More views in this. You know,
yeah.
When we're a scientist and hotter. I guess.
Yeah. Look like models. Can
if,
we bring this?
If oh yeah, right. So I recently got signed to an agency.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
this is the good news.
Yeah,
oh,
it's fucking big.
Like I think 2024 is like a good year, honestly. Cause like 2024 started like my friends telling me about good news. This happened. I mean,
and me and Carl, we're just here.
It's ups and downs, but for the most part, I think it's a good start.
Yeah. 2024. I don't know, I'm just ready to keep working. I don't know. I'm just like excited. I like waking up and doing more shit constantly, which is hilarious. But you know, it is what it is.
Yes.
You got any idea on what you're?
I'll be
into?
The next Bella Hadid.
Oh
shit!
Bella Hadid.
Rabab Hadid.
Is she?
She's Arab. I mean, she's not Arab, but like, I think one of her parents. Islamic roots. She's Palestinian roots.
Yeah. Is Hadid a Middle Eastern last name?
Is a Lebanese last name.
Yeah.
Nice.
What's Salas? What's the background?
It's literally living room.
Oh, it means living room?
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of salad.
Salad? Yeah. A lot of people
or salsa.
Call me that.
Salsa.
That too. Yeah.
Both are healthy for you.
We love them salads.
DM Mike Boy.
Yes, please.
Have some salsa on the side.
Now, my whole name is literally Carl Austin Christmas Living Room.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
If you Carl know the Austin other words. Navidad Salas.
Yeah.
Please don't dox me. Thank you.
His sin number is 42069.
Literally, people now are just like, you know, scanning me. But anyways, yeah, Carl Austin Navidad Salas. Yeah.
So I came into. I don't know, what is Modest? Modest is just like it seems French, hey.
It's like it seems like you're modest.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's the brag. Like, modest with an E. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
But it seems like a French... Every time I bring it up, someone's like, oh, you're French? Sir, you're Métis? You're French in there?
Mm-hmm. It kind of seems British a bit. Like, modest.
Well, we did get
modest.
Modesty?
Modesty is the most I hear.
Really?
Cameron Modesty.
That's weird. Even me as a second language speaker, like, I'm like,
you
modest.
Wouldn't think that, right?
No.
Modesty.
Because, like, the E is always silent usually.
They say Modesty or Modeste. Oh. Modeste. Hello, Modeste.
Modeste, yeah. Then that seems Latino. Modeste. Right.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to shoot you if you keep doing this. Modest.
Okay.
Modest.
Yeah. My last name is, like, apparently it's a Turkish last name, Altarazi. Ooh. Al-Tarazi. Which means like kind of like tailors or people who make clothes.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
shit.
In Turkey.
So your fashion's pretty up here already.
I know, right?
Shit. Spiritually, you took from your last name.
You tailor? Yeah. Do you like sew?
My aunt actually does that from my mom's side, and then she teached us how to like do that, like, because when she would watch us when mom is away, or like she had to watch us, she would like give us some cloth. Yeah, and then she would like teach us how to do it, and like,
cross-stitching.
She teach us a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Did you guys ever like learn to sew?
Oh yeah.
What's the home ec thing?
Yes, like, textiles,
cooking, sewing.
Textiles for us in BC.
Oh, for me, actually, I don't know what was it called. Actually, I don't know. They said just it was good luck 01. Whatever.
Good luck 01.
Like,
what's that?
Sewing? No, I'm just fucking around here. Oh. But it's like a class where like they teach you to cook, teach you to sew.
It's
like these small details.
Home economics, something like that.
Where do they teach that?
In school. In high school, here in Canada.
Wow. Canada.
Secondary school.
Calm?
So progressive. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Cause
surprisingly enough, like, they teach that in schools, but if you go to people, like, people houses who live here, they're dirtier than the people who, like, immigrated here. Because, like, we just learn it at home, and like, we're so clean.
Yeah.
But most white people like here are just so dirty. They walk in the home like with their shoes and the stuff, and I'm like,
white people, confirm in the comments.
I'm not a part of this.
Cancel.
Did you guys do dishes today? I don't know.
No, I didn't.
No, I feel that, like, because I don't know when I learned.
How stuff runs in family houses.
Yeah.
Day to day. Everyone's different. Everyone
has I guess. Everyone's
my family
different.
Keeps telling me, like, it starts from the home. It starts from the home. Yeah. But I'm just like, bro, I just want to live life, bro.
But that's cool. Cause
you can get so deep.
Because sometimes it, like, I like when I see a guy who knows how to clean and do cook and all
good
these
values.
Things. Because, like, it doesn't have to be just for girls, you know? Like, guys, it's really attractive when a guy knows how to do these things too, you know?
Because
you're a human too. You're supposed to know how to do these basic things, you know?
Yeah. I learned this young that it was, like,
really
an attractive thing. Because, like, I was raised by my mom. I was pretty much raised by my mom. And she's just like, hey, clean your shit up. Get your shit together. Do your dishes. And as much as I didn't want to, like, I would do everything. And you're, like, getting older and you meet people and you invite them over. They're like, oh, you keep pretty things tidy and neat around here. They're like, good for you. And I'm like, excellent. I know the secrets. I can be an attractive human being, you know?
Yeah.
If I can keep shit clean and tidy in the room. or in the house, like in the apartment.
Yeah, I'm a complete like neat freak now. Like everything is just, obviously before we all started this, like disobeying and just seeing all annoyed, this like it's being tedious. Yeah. But now it's just, yeah, I mean, wouldn't you like things to be organized like at the end of the day?
Mom, I'm trying to play Tetris. Come on. Fuck off.
Get out of my room.
Yeah, but like now, I don't know, just cleaning is one of the things that like you can get so much reward out of it. Mm. Like visually and as you do it, and it's immediate. Mm. Instead of like, I don't know, buying random stuff or whatever, like cleaning, the reward is as you're doing it.
I know, but it's annoying if you're not in the mood to listen to music or a podcast.
Well, yeah, that sucks. Yeah, anyone who cleans in silence, go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Dude, something's going on.
Yeah.
You need white noise in your life.
Yeah. Like, I only clean without music or podcast if I'm mad.
Yeah.
So I start talking to myself.
So you just sit in your head?
Yeah, no, start talking to myself like while cleaning, and then that like makes me feel good, you know?
Yeah. Do you guys have conversations with yourself?
Of course,
my whole day.
Of course, yeah.
I'm running bits.
That's interesting, actually. I've
you don't?
Who is Carl from the inside?
Apparently, what's Christmas inside? And a living room.
My name is Rahul Dehal Galata. I don't know. Like it just comes out.
No, my name is David Beckham.
This is so crazy. Who's inside Carl?
Who's inside me? My heart, my stomach. Nah, I don't know.
Damn.
No, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't really like have conversations.
Like, you don't think?
I'm more.
He's like, I'm not crazy like you guys.
He just slowly gets up and starts leaving the room. He's like, yeah, totally. You guys are so cool.
Normal. Yeah.
So normal. LOL. So you guys never.
No, like that never really struck me. Maybe like for a short briefs period here and there, but I never really have that conversation in my head too much. Maybe just because like I'm too distracted with a lot of other things.
Mm. Yeah. But know, like, that's why, and you're a very family oriented guy, so maybe like when there's always people around you,
I don't have time to self reflect too much. But it's still there.
Yeah.
Even when I'm talking to someone, it can happen. I'm like, oh, I think about how I'm talking to
that's what you mean. Yeah. Like
kinda. I don't know are we explaining this correctly? I don't know.
Like you're conversating
the voice in your head. Do you have a voice in your head?
Yeah, exactly. You know a lot of people don't? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
The voice is coming out. The guys. No joke.
Dude, he's just gonna split into two Carls and just be like,
No, I don't know. No, I
maybe it's just trauma.
Wow, voices. Of course, in we're my talking head. About it. It's more like maybe scenarios. It's not more voices.
Like you think about.
It's like scenarios that I would maybe do or
redo.
Just like think about.
Okay.
It's not really like someone conversating into me. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like maybe when I'm having a conversation with someone, then I'm trying to like conversate it to myself to see how it reflects.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can argue for that. Is.
I think people think of in different ways. For no one, like not everyone thinks the same way. So
yeah. I don't know. Do you like, guys have like voices?
Yeah, like constantly.
Like I talk to myself like I'm another person. Like yes, there's another person. Like really? Or above. Like
I'll do that, but then I'll do versions like where we're on the same team. Come on, Cameron.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like, or like I don't have know. Those. It's briefs. Like perspective. It's like four dimensional perspective of like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't just outright thinking.
Yeah,
maybe we're just tricking ourselves.
Yeah,
into like, oh, we need backup.
That's the process that you guys have, right? Yeah,
I guess I don't know. Like, if I get out of bed,
because maybe when you were a kid, this is how you processed your emotions, and that's why when you grew up,
this is therapy now, guys.
I get it. I was alone for a lot of childhood, so I get it.
So now you're used to it, and I mean, it's good though. It's healthy. Like,
it's a coping.
It's a coping mechanism.
Maybe it turned into a healthy thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I remember just being alone a lot and just.
But I think it's like pretty healthy else. Though, because how else would you reflect on yourself and thoughts and everything? You know,
maybe it bought into the whole thing. Like maybe it's one of the reasons I remember shit so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have very very vivid memories of being like really young and tiny.
Me too.
Even about how tall the fridge was. Yeah. I'm like, oh, like, oh, I'm this level to the fridge. I'm this level to the fridge, and like, oh, like maybe we'll go here. And I don't know. Like, I remember just thinking deeply about random shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Trauma. I mean, yeah, that's also how I sort of process it. But now that I think about it, I do have like those moments of self-talk, like, oh, Carl, come on, get up, bro.
Yeah,
like,
you've been sitting
all day. Oh, yeah, shit like that. Like, brief moments, but I never really just have that all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, come on, Carl, like, do this. Oh, Carl. Like,
I guess you process things in a different way.
Yeah.
Maybe with people around you and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you think too much in your head, then you process it with yourself more.
Yeah.
But I think, like I said, everyone is different. Like, no one's going to be, like...
Mine's very conversational.
Yeah.
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 Like, it's... Yeah. Maybe from a third.
Sometimes I wish I can just make it all go quiet.
Really? Yeah, that's I do that too. I was like, what's it like being
quiet? I said that, and then someone thought like I wanted to kill myself.
Okay, yeah. I mean, say that out loud though.
And then I was like, I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of thoughts in your head that sometimes you just want to like
too much.
Like numb it down, and like I wish I can just like go through life without thinking too much.
Yeah, that's why I listen,
because half of your problems wouldn't be there if you don't think too much.
Like, that's why music and podcasts or any like stimulus, because it just puts, it's like a it's like a big, let's just say there's a line and then it enters my brain, and then there's all these lines just start splitting off, and it's just this big web of lines and thoughts, and it's just constant and constant and constant.
And that's like all of it is conversation within yourself.
With myself, thinking about this, I'm like, what I'm gonna do, anything like constant.
That's actually fascinating to think
about. Then when I put like music on or a podcast on, it kind of just narrows the road pretty much. So instead of everything just spreading, I'm thinking about a bunch of shit that I can't change or can, I don't know. And it kind of just narrows it. And it's like, oh, like the song is on. I get to like just be like, like just sing, and then like, oh, I'll do the dishes now. And it'll keep me occupied.
Yeah.
That's actually interesting.
Maybe I'm just fucking crazy and you won't see me in the next half of the year.
Yeah.
Locked up. Maybe I'll be locked up. Someone's gonna watch this and be like, we really need to get in contact with that Cameron guy. Cameron's really
he looks at plants. This is the last episode of Glory. Is that how you also think, Ruba? Like, you just have multiple avenues of multiple kind of like facets, and then you also just conversate to yourself like, oh, blah 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 blah, this
like
one, this
I
one.
Think I think sometimes I have like a movie player in my brain. Like, I feel like I am so graphic in the way I think. I mean, obviously that's why. That's why, like, sometimes I get so much in my head when I'm like, when I zone out, that like I'm like watching something else other than this, you know, in my head.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just like, I zone out a lot. Yeah,
do you guys ever like almost like third person, almost, you can almost kind of leave the room and kind of look,
sometimes when
you look at everything and you're like, what is,
when someone is talking about something boring and you're just staring at them, but
that happens,
but your brain is like somewhere else.
I don't know what it is, but like when conversations happen that I'm like, I can predict, they're so boring.
I'm predicting
everything we're saying
honestly,
back and forth.
I don't understand how people don't see that you're not interested, because sometimes when I'm talking to someone, I see their face and I can tell that they got distracted, so I just quickly change the topic because I can tell
that the same thing.
Yeah, but then some people are not aware of that and they keep talking and talking, and you're like, you're showing them like unintentionally, like you're just looking away, like you know you're not interested, but like they're not aware, they just keep talking.
And it's not personal either. It's not like a personal thing.
It's not personal, but like it's just makes
where
me,
our brain,
like, it just makes me wonder like how different we all are, you know?
Yeah, like my brain, I'm just like, I've finished this conversation already.
Yeah, in my head. And I like, know where this is going.
And I'm trying to like just fuck, what'd you have for dinner? How'd you cook it? Did you do something?
Yeah.
You drink
with
that?
You already ran through it?
Yeah, I ran through, like, because it's like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, I can't even give an example.
Or sometimes you zoom out and your brain's still hearing the conversation, and suddenly you reply, oh, yeah. And then
there's so many. Yeah, like,
and then you catch up. That's and then, I know.
It's not a personal thing. I know. It's not like a personal thing. Because I've even you
can still hear the person, but you can split into two, and then you're just like,
I'm waiting for this to finish.
Yeah.
So I can like, fuck with the other side.
Yeah.
But I've had this conversation with a lady as well.
Yeah.
And where like she's talking and talking, and I'm not bored. I'm listening to everything she's saying, but I know the end.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a there's a really good comedian. He has a really good bit on this.
Mm.
He's like talking with the lady, like the girlfriend or whatever, and he's like, let me ask you first, how does it end? And then she'll tell him, oh, he died. And then he's like, okay, that's pretty good. Tell me the story now. Then she'll talk through the story. I'm not saying that's how you should treat your partners. It's obviously a fucking bit by a comedian. Mm-hmm. But like, I was like, I had a deep conversation with the lady. I was like, it's not personal to you. But I know where this is headed. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
When I sit, it's my due diligence.
Because you've already seen a lot of patterns, right?
Yeah, it's my due diligence to like tell her to like me. I'm like, hey, by the way, I know where this is. I don't know. It seems like a dickish thing, right?
I do that sometimes. I do that sometimes, and I feel like shit because I know.
I feel bad. Yeah. That's it's
fascinating. Wow.
Yeah.
It feels because it's not the person. Like I know it's not anybody who talks to you like this.
Yeah. Of course,
it's just like my head.
Of course, if it's like really predictable, then you would know. Like if you wouldn't even kind of like entertain it. Like you wouldn't even have critically think more about like the conversation because you know immediately now like how it sort of kind of goes.
Yeah, there's these
and then not like you just basically sort of autopilot with your responses.
Autopilot. Thank you. That's a good word. With your responses. That's a really good word.
Yeah, that's how I think too. I think, but. I don't know about the conversations thing. The conversations thing, yeah, definitely. Like, it's brief.
It's just...
brief moments.
Just because... I don't know how to explain it. Because, I mean, just... you have, like, these conversations, and then they tell you a story.
Yeah.
And you're like... and you've kind of figured it out already.
Yeah.
So, it's like you're watching a movie, but then someone told you the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And you're like...
It's like there's always going to be, like, new movies, but it's always going to be almost the same plot.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
sort of like that, right?
Yeah. That's why when someone comes up to you with a story, like, so, someone took LSD and drove off a cliff, but they lived. Like, I'd be like, holy shit. Let me sit down and, like, give what my happened? Attention. Yeah. What went down? I'll make a cup of tea, man. let me listen. I don't know, because that's just, like, interesting. I don't know. I have no shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that just, like, make us get bored with life? I don't know. I love talking to people. I really do.
Me too.
I think I'm also a good listener, and like I think it takes
same.
A it takes a very like same. Repetitive conversation to make me bored, you know. But I'm a very good listener. Yeah.
Listening is super important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good sometimes too, because you're like, oh shit, I took everything they said in, and I'm like, you gave your input, but like, that's it. You felt a part of something. It's like a brief moment.
Yeah.
Of being a part of something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So when I was born,
this got deep.
Yeah. So when I was born, my mom told me.
Oh. My mama told me. Sorry.
She was like, oh yeah, like we really struggled getting you out, and I was like, okay. I was like, that's pretty cool. I was comfortable. And she's like, yeah, the doctor pulled out a vacuum and put it.
No
way!
What?
And I got vacuumed out of my mom.
An actual vacuum?
No, I don't know. It's like a medical vacuum.
Oh. Okay.
She told me I got vacuumed. She's like, yeah, she was an hour. She was in labor for hours or days or even.
Whoa.
And why? Yeah,
hours and days,
maybe something super ridiculously long. Because I just didn't want to leave. Respect. I was like, bitch, you not letting me get out. Like,
you either were too big or
I was
problem
smaller than
there.
My little sister that came out.
Huh.
Then why didn't they do
maybe
a C-section?
I don't know, they didn't do a C-section. But I got vacuumed.
Oh, damn.
I got there's a vacuum on my head out of the womb, dog. Oh.
Damn.
No wonder my brain's so fucked. Yeah.
I was gonna say.
No wonder I'm talking like this, all this nonsense. No wonder I only like candles on my birthday. Like, I love the smell. I need sensations.
I need stimulus.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I don't remember much about.
You never got told because you're not gonna remember. I don't remember.
Being yeah, I don't know why I said that, but
I have a thing about that too. But you first.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine is just my mom got me out. I was the fifth kid, like, so she has experience already. And for me, apparently, like, it was
just another work day.
It was easy.
Yeah, I get it done. She's oh, smoking hi. A cigar. She's like, oh,
you just fell out.
you came out walking.
There's like with a stick in the what do you call that?
<couch? Yeah. laughs> You just started walking out.
So this is the world, eh? Yeah. This is the outside world.
The doctor
yeah.
dapped you up. You're like, cheers.
Hey, yo, playo, what's up?
On your way.
Yeah. Oh, what's up? My name's Carl. How you doing?
Your mom just
haven't been named yet, but I know it's going to be Carl. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, and then apparently I was, like, I had jaundice.
Oh, shit.
What's that?
Sorry, no, that was actually, sorry, I'm still laughing. I'm still laughing about
the previous one. Yeah,
the previous. It was pretty funny, actually.
Jaundice is like,
bad.
That I from what I've remembered, it's apparently like a lack of vitamin. I don't know, like I needed more vitamin.
Like, was your
D.
You
it
were
happens,
yellow, right?
It happens, yeah, I was yellow. It happens usually with the latest kids, I think. Yeah,
oh,
the youngest
really?
Kids. Yeah, because like
all the other kids,
the more women have kids, obviously their body gets weaker. So,
yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I know.
Shout out
yeah.
to women, bro.
No, right.
You wouldn't be here. For
fuck you guys.
Good shit, bro.
Hey, big reveal. Rabab is Carl's mom.
No.
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, God.
This whole time.
Guys, but I didn't want
secretly
I didn't want to be exposed this way. No.
No, that's cool.
I was incubated for like a couple days.
Oh, shit.
And then apparently like I was one of the most energetic kids out of that batch of kids.
Oh, that's so cool.
So like I rolled around apparently even though I was just freshly born. And I was a pretty big baby.
Doing push-ups. They're like, "Dad, this kid is really like
pumping, bench pressing." Yeah.
Is that baby doing squats? It's like, wow, that Carl
getting ready for the world.
Nah, Carl Salas, wow.
Yeah, and look at me now. Yeah,
we're proud of you. I'm
Thank
glad you.
You
made it.
Thank you.
Yes, we all made it.
We all made it, yeah. I got fucking vacuumed. You were doing a workout plan.
Me, when I was born, my mom told me, I was lounging. I was doing this in her belly.
Oh,
and
you
funny
were just
enough,
like that?
Funny
what
enough.
A lazy boy in there.
And funny enough, I keep doing this on daily basis and, like, unconsciously.
With the arm
and
up.
Then one time, I was doing it a lot at home, and my mom was like, you know, you were born like this. Like, you were in like this. Like,
oh,
this.
That's
and that's so why when they were trying to take me out of her belly, my hand was stuck because I was like this, you know? Man. So
that's so cool.
And when I was born, also my hands were so weak. Like my arms were like so thin. I mean, they're still thin, but like they were so thin that they told my mom, don't hold her from her hands in
oh,
case
shit.
They break. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I like that. That's such a unique character Whoa. Trait that you still do today.
That thing.
That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
And even the other day I was like, doing like a photo, like a headshot photo shoot for and
you,
literally he told me, okay, like do something, and I was like
<That's just
laughs> I was born this way, bitch.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
It's just random. Yeah
strike a pose.
I have an idea for I have an idea for a birthday gift now.
What do you
Hey,
you're gonna buy
you
a baby
know.
You're gonna get a baby. Like, just buy a baby.
Hey, look I'm doing the thing.
Like a random baby.
Cameron, where'd you find that? I'm going to jail. But it's for the bit.
It's a good birthday gift, though, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are weird poses you guys do just like out and about? I tend to be very Rocky. Does that make any sense?
ASAP Rocky.
Exactly.
Rocky. Oh.
ASAP.
When I was thinking of Rocky, like Rocky Balboa.
You want to be a boxer?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Come on, I
have
I
this,
you do
I have this fascination about like martial arts. for sure. Like right now, I'm just trying to get into it more.
I just hope by you like do.
You know, viewing it. But yeah, I've done boxing previously. Yeah, that was crazy. And yes. Now look at me, 2024. No.
Yeah, the last episode, me and Carl and I talked about wanting to get our jaws back a little bit. And not have some neck.
Chew a lot of gum.
Viewing.
I've heard of that.
I heard it's really good for your jaws.
No, we just gotta like. It's
not
there.
What doctors said.
That's what this.
Doctors hate this.
It's there. We just have to like lose weight.
Sorry.
You know what I mean? Like lose weight. That's it. That's yeah. Kind of you. Just eat healthy, be active.
Yeah.
This will come. Guys, I need a minute.
But, what's your secret, Bob? How do you stay so
fit? She's always posing. She's always like,
this is burning a lot of calories.
One word, stress.
You guys heard of depression? It comes with the jawline.
But no, I do eat. I think I eat well, but like I just lose
moderation, right?
Fast metabolism. How do
fast
you call
metabolism?
Yeah. Metabolism. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I, honestly, I feel like you guys should, if you want to do something, you should do it together.
I know.
Because that will make you. But work schedules are so bad. No. I know.
Not even work schedules. We just have different sports.
Interests.
Yeah. Like I'm a big soccer, basketball, hockey. I won't play football. It's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 5'8", bro. I can't. I'm 5'8" on a good day. More like 5'6" in spirit. But like hockey, basketball, and soccer. I could play soccer. I'm like, okay, as a defenseman, but that's it. I used to be a midfielder. And the midfielder, you just constantly running. And I was like, oh, that's a great position. Now I can't do that. Basketball is great, but like you're a big martial arts fighting.
I like that shit.
All that active lifestyle.
But I feel like you need to find a middle ground. Like the gym, for example, is a middle
pumping
ground.
Pumping weights.
Where like you just go and like.
I loved working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just like do the same workouts together and talk about random stuff so that it's not boring, you know?
Yeah, we could even record a podcast there.
we could do a video.
True.
Like 30-day challenge or some shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm
make
gonna
it fun.
Is that like we're gonna do this?
And make it simple. Like don't think about like, oh, I wanna do this and that and this and this is my goal. Just
like,
go
do
for
simple
fun.
Shit.
That's
just
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. That's what happened in high school for me.
Yeah,
I would just play basketball every day.
Yeah.
And along with
just
that,
randomly, yeah.
Along with that, I would end the day with just workouts.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
very
now,
true.
And the next thing you know, I was like, oh shit, I'm pretty.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
Exactly, yeah.
But then the adult life hit me. Working fucking 9 to 5 every single fucking day. I don't know what the fuck happened.
The conformity.
Sadness.
The other stuff that I was interested in.
Yes, I'll see you in the next 8 years.
Took over.
We'll die at 60. I'm just throwing shit out.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
But yeah, speaking of activities, I did start a new dancing
yes!
class.
Yes! Oh
wait,
my
did
god,
you even
I'm
hear
so
that?
Excited.
No, he doesn't know. Okay.
You don't know.
I do know.
I don't know why I was so excited. I just wanted to support.
Give her the floor.
Please do not support that.
Give her the floor right now.
I also wanted to dance as well. Sorry. It's the spot.
But guess what type of dance I signed up for?
Wait. Can we guess? Oh, wait, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You
I know.
Can. Can I guess?
That would be good too. Fuck.
I think, I don't know, based on how I know you.
Mm-hmm.
It's hip hop.
Hey! So, fun fact: when she told me, that was my first.
He guessed. He guessed the same thing. I did try hip hop one time. It was cool, but like, I'm like, well, okay, like whatever.
No way, it's ballet, bro.
No, it's not. It's not. I wish.
Oh, sorry.
I wish they don't have salsa classes, but I wish.
Contemporary.
So,
one more guess. You're throwing shit.
You're close. You're close. You're close when you said contemporary.
Oh.
But yeah.
One more. Just
what's close to Tim Contemporary?
To be honest, I don't even know what that means. Contemporary?
It's like
improv?
Oh no. Improv? No.
Just doing
improving dance?
No. I signed up for tap dance.
So random, bro.
I know. You guys are been bullying me by now. That was so hard. I mean, I learned some moves, but I can't show now.
You, the floor is yours.
No. No.
No, I actually, tap dancing is so cool, though.
It is, but. Okay, like, see.
No, it is. Hugh Jackman does it.
That's like, okay.
You're the Wolverine.
Inspiration comes from the movies, you know? Like, when you see people in movies doing tap dance, it's, like, so cool. Like, so me and my, like, classmates in SFU, like, we were doing a film project. And in the breaks, we would, like, watch, like, clips from movies. So we're watching, like, La La Land on repeat, you know?
Oh.
And La La Land, they do very good dances there.
They have
a
tap dance sequence there?
Yes. So amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. And, like, me and, like, my classmate were like, oh, we should learn it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let's do it, you know? And I'm not, like, I'm always down for trying new things, you know? So
yeah.
I searched, like, the other classes in the website, and they don't have any other type of interesting class. They have, like, jazz dancing. Hip-hop classes didn't match my schedule, so I was like, okay, let's do it. Let's do tap dance, you know?
But you would have taken hip-hop. Maybe
I would have if it matches my schedule. And also I want to do Afrobeat dance, and I want to do heel dancing. I think that would be so cool. And the salsa. Yeah, that would be so cool.
Salsa would be great. Yeah, I want to learn salsa.
Yeah. Because you can dance with your partner, like, boom, 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 like, you know.
Of course.
So, yeah,
very,
I mean,
sexy, like.
I went, so far I went to just one class, and I was just smiling the whole time. Because
really?
Because it's like, I can't take it serious. I can't, you know? And especially, like, everyone came with, like, their tap shoes. I just came with my
sneakers.
Also,
everybody's, like, serious.
Serious.
Is it on your level? Are they the same all the way?
They're beginners, yeah. Beginners, but, like, when you're wearing tap shoes, it's, like, so cool.
It sounds cool.
Me, I'm just wearing sneakers and squeaking on the floor, you know? But it's cool.
The start of something great, you know?
Yeah, why not? Like, we were talking, like, oh, maybe I could use this in the future. Like, I don't know when
she's
old.
She's, like, 34.
When you're old.
Yeah, and I see, like a grandpa doing tap dance, and I'm like, I can, like, go do a tap dance race or something. I don't know.
No, that'll be sick, actually.
Yeah.
If you had to choose one, what would you dance to? Dance style?
Salsa? Hip-hop, bro.
Yeah, it actually goes. It's pretty.
I think I could see you dancing like break dance.
Hip hop is it? Oh yeah, Caro,
like dropping on the floor.
You could break dance, and then if anyone talks shit, start boxing them. Like, this is your lane, dog. This is great.
This is like very Filipino shit, you know, just like break dancing. Boxing.
Oh, aren't the who are the masked dancers that are
Jabberwockies?
Like, aren't they of Filipino descent?
Represent. Yeah, they are. No, but that's dope though. Like tap dancing. What's do you have like a next one, or do you have just tap dancing?
Real quick, let me interject. Do you know how like the Jabberwockies are all anonymous?
Yeah.
If you were a Jabberwocky, how pissed off would you be that you couldn't prove that you're a Jabberwocky?
That's your Jabberwocky.
They're like, hey, like you go to the club, you're like, hey, I'm a Jabberwocky. And they're like, prove it. So you have just at the bus down, just like right there on the street. Sorry, that's a joke Trevor Wallace made. But anyway, sorry, what are you going to say?
I don't know. I forgot what you said.
No, you said, asked her a question.
Like, do you have like a next one that you want to do? You said like you. Maybe
I think if I see something interesting, then like Afrobeat.
New year, new you.
Yeah, heels. Yeah. All that shit.
I don't know. I'll just do chair dancing or something. I just make sure. Are you the guy that sits down at parties? I'm your guy. Just like try to look cool, you know.
Try to look cool.
Try to move around. All you need is a beer and a plant. And pose.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Damn.
I love dancing. Actually, I'm pretty. I like dancing a lot. My sister used to dance. She got me into it, actually, because she would just, like, clean the house, and she'd be like, let me do the routine. She's a big J-Lo fan, Step Up fan, all those movies. She'd be like, very hip-hop dance, I guess.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, and I'd be like, bitch, I'm trying to play King Kong in the room, like, chill. But yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah, dance is huge. It feels good. I mean, like, hit the bush. Oh, shit. My shoulder's doing the shouldering.
Oh, fuck, the song.
got me doing shit.
Exactly. Hey, so another thing, fun fact about Carl and I, we were 19 once, worked in a city, went on a double date with
Mormons. I gotta go. No,
it was
fine. It was fun, actually. It was fun.
Can you recap? Do you remember?
Okay, so we were working one day in the mall, you know, doing what salespeople do, coerce people. I'm joking. And then we met these lovely, cool girls.
From the U.S.?
Yeah, from the States, yeah. And then we saw their tags, you know, those kind of usual Mormon, Jesus, Saint, Latter-day, I forgot the name, but...
Yeah.
And, you know, that's almost like a telling sign that they're Mormons, right?
And then we did assume.
Yeah, we did assume.
On our part, yeah. Being dickish, but yeah.
Yeah, and then I don't know who approached who. I think you approached them?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
And then I got in and then just kind of like went talking as well.
I was like, hey, yo!
Because I wanted to be with my boy too, you know, just be there, yeah. You know, and support, I guess. But, and then it just kind of like, we had a pretty cool conversation, you know, and kind of with my stigma as well with Mormons, I thought they would just start talking about Jesus, to be honest.
Yeah,
I was just
like... yeah, that's what like yeah. comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
It comes to mind, you're like, oh, okay, like, if we chat with them, it's yeah. probably going to be one of the main conversations we yeah. have yeah. of like, which oh, is, how does religion that's their fit belief, in our
that's
lives?
Like, yeah, that's their passion, which is good, like, which is okay. But yeah, I mean, I was like, I had that stereotype expectation going in.
Yeah.
But they were cool. So then you thought of just...
Yeah, I was the dumbass. I was like, Carl, come. To date, double date. I don't know. I was just freaking out. I was twitching. I was like, date.
Yeah. I was like, Mormons, like, bucket list. No, I'm joking.
I didn't. Hey, never said that. This was him. No, so we went and watched a movie.
I was just joking, yeah.
Yeah, we went and watched a movie.
Yeah.
And it was enjoyable.
Aladdin.
They were actually really... They were cool-ass fucking dope. People. From the U.S. I still have them on Instagram.
Yeah, me too.
And the more... Or we say it like double date. We went on a double date. To be honest, it felt like just
like a friend hangout.
Two friends.
Yeah.
That were like chill as shit.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about... I'm like talking about the differences between Canada, U.S.
Yeah.
Oh, we have this here. You guys don't have that there. They have that there. And we don't have it here.
Yeah.
And then we drove around for like an hour and a half.
And then we
singing Frank Ocean.
Blasted like music as well. And then yeah.
A lot of Frank... We just all sang Frank Ocean for...
Yeah.
A good chunk of time.
That seems like
a lot
like
of young and, adolescent memories.
Yeah, like just, and then dropped them off. We went back to our hotel, and then that was it. Never saw them again.
Yeah,
you know, one of them has a child now.
Yeah,
that's crazy. She's a mom now.
Yeah, she's still.
And I'm
she's
like, dumb. I feel like an uncle. I'm like, oh, we met this cool person. And she has this whole family now, and so I'm just like, oh, yeah. The baby's so cute, like the little clothes and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very wholesome.
Yeah, Mormons are cool, you know. Yeah,
I heard they have like very a lot of similarities with Muslims because like they're very strict.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. They're very like,
and they're also allowed to marry more than one. I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think so. Yeah,
I don't know the ins and outs of a lot of.
That's what I heard, but they have some similarities.
They're very
with
conservative.
Muslims.
Yeah, that's how I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember we played against. When I was playing on the basketball team, we played against a team that was from kind of a Mormon town.
Yeah.
And we couldn't swear. Couldn't be reckless.
And you, really?
Like, you talk to any... Even if it was just like a random girl, you'd be like, hey, like, where's the whatever? Mm. They'd just be very shy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I don't get the whole thing.
So
but
like
then
it's a town full and of they, Mormons.
Kind of, somewhat. Yeah. It's like the main thing.
Okay.
It was very vague, but I remember just everything being like very, I don't know, like, hey, just come and play and leave.
Yeah.
And like that's like the coaches were just like, hey,
entertain us.
Guys, come in, play our game.
Yeah.
Don't talk shit. And
they're we'll very go. Serious. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And we won and shook hands and left. That was it. Just bus ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bus ride home. That's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I miss team bus rides. Have you guys been on like teams, athletic teams?
Oh, I have. Yeah, teams. in back home,
fun, right?
It is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You're just sitting on the bus with all your peers.
You feel special.
Yeah, it's like a. Oh, this is our moment.
Yeah, yeah.
The one guy's playing music. The other guy's yelling jokes too loud at the back. We're all chilling, like playing cards. I don't know. It was just all such a cool.
Yeah.
Such a vibe.
Yeah.
I've never had that experience.
Cause you box. It's a one. It's a one man sport, bro. You've been alone from the beginning.
No, maybe the closest thing I have for that is like field trips.
Oh yeah, field trips. Yeah. I love same vibe too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Hey, we're gonna go on a company field trip soon.
Yeah.
Literally true.
Company? That seems so serious.
Business? Hey, I treat literally as the family. Family trip. I got this. I'll figure it out.
Family. You know, once they say family, it's. We gotta go.
It's okay if you don't want to go.
Guys, I disown my family. So it's okay.
You know, once you go to a job interview and, like, they say, oh, we treat everyone like family, you know, it's a red flag.
That is super. Yeah.
Is it?
Hey, this isn't a job, by the way. We do this for fun, but it's nice to see you guys every week. But I want to go on field trips again.
Flag club.
They're so fun.
We kind of did on New Year's, like, we went
Do you want to talk about that?
We rented Airbnb. It was really, like, very chill.
I'm super good at Pictionary.
Oh, yeah, we played Pictionary.
Me and the lady.
Yeah, against him and his girlfriend.
At, like, any point, did anyone draw dicks or something?
Huh?
No. Did anyone draw dicks? It was strict. Okay. No, because we're competitive.
Yeah, okay, but, like... Okay.
We're so competitive.
Like, you were actually, like...
So we took it, like...
Serious.
Hey, I want to get this...
But I beat you guys in... I beat them in Jenga, so...
Oh.
Yeah, she beat us in Jenga.
Well, I mean,
you
had that, like... stack over there.
It's gone now.
Who won that, by the way?
What
the
do you
stack?
Mean? That stack?
Like that? The Tower of Jenga.
I did. Oh, obviously, I did. Oh. I'm very good at Jenga.
She's good. She's really good.
I'm very good at Jenga.
Also, I'm not gonna lie. That was the longest game I've seen. In a long time. I was like, holy shit.
And I was pretty fucked up. I'm not gonna lie.
It didn't end.
I was like, everything was blurry, but I still won.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good game.
Yeah.
But I remember. It was just one games. I mean, because we're just competitive. We're not going to be like, oh, here, this is a dick. Ha, LOL. It was kind of just like, no, I want the point.
Yeah.
And we would just sit and I'd be like, okay, let's figure this fucking out real quick. And
game plan. Yeah.
Games are...
But
it's
a really good game.
Games are fun, it's man. Really cool. I actually really like... I like winning. I like the winning part. That's pretty fun.
You guys have played charades?
Yes.
Like that.
Like the conventional
We were going to do that.
Like game night shit.
I forgot. But
board games.
Charades. Yeah,
I love board games. Yeah.
Oh, we should have a charade night. Because that's like a night thing. You could do a night out of that.
Yeah, true.
I want to just get like some cheese and crackers and some.
True, but I feel like once you start doing that, you're old. That's it.
Yeah, but like. You're old. That's it. Just because we do that doesn't mean we're not going to go to the
club.
You're
already
or whatever.
In your 30s.
Yeah, true.
I'm joking.
We can do everything.
True, true, true. The last time I played charades was like we threw like a barbecue party.
Yeah.
And then we started playing charades. Like I invited my friends. My boyfriend invited his friends. Mm-hmm. And then. We all started playing charades and everyone was a little bit fucked up because the sun was too strong. Oh. Everyone was screaming in the backyard.
Oh. I love
everyone
that.
Was so excited and like honestly it was good. Like it was really good.
I love that
like,
so much.
I love charades. Yeah. For sure.
Can I really introduce fun. You guys in the summertime? Summertime is coming. We need to go to the park or any backyard type. Someone's backyard.
What do you mean summertime is coming? It's like 4 months. Five months.
That's coming.
It's coming. It's on its way.
Yeah,
it's being delivered.
Spring basically like is summer. You know?
Springtime, summer. Right. Summer. Hey, let me just say this: by the time you blink four times, summer will be here.
I hope
it's gonna come quick. Time moves so fast. I'm old.
Anyways. I hope time. Like I wish time moves so fast. It does.
I want to be 86, but I still want to be 86. Able to wipe my own ass. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, dude, can 86 year olds wipe their own ass? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think as we get older,
No, I'm joking.
I'm joking about the exercise and stuff, but as we get older, we really need to start focusing on lifting weights.
Yeah.
Because you know the I don't know if I fucking call them out, but like older people that are kind of like
out. It's like they don't care, man. Call
no,
them out,
like,
please.
No, when I'm saying they're old, like they're
oh yeah,
they're
yeah, 90s, yeah,
and they're like Yeah. You see their spine is curved and they're kind of just always, they yeah. just look fragile.
Yeah.
To avoid that is to just do
workout.
If you want to be active till the day you die, just do fucking yoga.
Yeah.
Stretch, do yoga. True. Every day you will
do yoga.
You will benefit.
Yeah, because I have.
You have
to.
A yoga mat.
I have to because when I sit for too long, my back hurts, and then I have to do it.
She will outlive us.
Do you do the warrior? Which pose do you like to do?
I like to do the baby pause, but yeah, like that? The one that is like
yeah, you curl up,
like curl up.
This yeah, I like it because it's so relaxing.
Wait, what? How?
You bend your legs and you sit on your legs and then you
okay, this demonstration's too long.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What's the baby pose? One?
The what?
Dog.
Isn't that?
It's like, I don't
know. You're like a triangle.
I don't want to do it. We might what get banned.
He's just trying to let you do it.
Hey, Carl.
He just went.
What's that doggy style one that you're talking about?
He wants
all
us
the time?
To do it for the views.
Yes.
Clickbait, right?
He's tricking us to do it for the views.
No, but there is a one. Like you're doggy a triangle pose. With your body.
Yeah. It's hard though. That one is hard.
Yeah.
Doggy.
Yeah, don't gaslight me. I know what I'm talking about. I did yoga. Fucking yoga was lit.
That's
I fell asleep in a yoga class once.
You
yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's how she would end it, right? She would end
like
the class.
She's okay, like, guys,
everyone grab
sleeping.
Your teddy bear, a pillow, just take a nap. No, so like we would do the whole workout. It's like a 55 to 100 and 100, 1 hour or 1 hour 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And she ended that like this whole big come down where she'd put on sensual music. It was a class by myself. No, that was a class. That was a class. And you would just lay down and she would walk you through, okay, feel this, feel your hands, feel your
meditation.
Forearms. Yeah, meditation yeah. vibe. And like feel everything, feel from your feet. Or I think you started at your feet and you would work up.
Yeah.
And then I remember like she was like, okay, just like lay there and just be silent and breathe. And that's it. And I was like... Oh shit! I was like, "Damn, this yoga is crazy, bro." I took a nap. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And when the lights turned on, I was like, "Oh shit!" And then the person beside me was like, "Do you?"
There's
sleep?
Just a janitor beside me. It's already dark out. Like, hi, sir. What are you doing here?
It's the next morning. Yeah. Left me there. That's something that would happen. They got this guy.
Wow.
But yeah, I just woke up and I remember falling asleep.
Wow.
And everyone got so kind of like, wow, like disgusted with that.
What?
Why would you, really? You don't pay
attention. They started gossiping about you.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
And I was like, this is so high school, hey.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's
this
crazy.
Is so high school.
What kind of yoga class? Like, and I was like, that guy slept. I'm jealous.
Yeah, look at him. And I was like, bitch, I'm at peace, boy. I'm living my life.
Yeah.
But I don't think doing yoga is enough, though, to stay fit. You need to, like, do the treadmill.
No, you need to, like, lift
keep
weights.
Your heart strong, you know, like...
The thing is...
Lift weights, yeah.
No. But, like, I can't stress enough how good yoga is for you and your heart and your body.
Ligaments.
It strains your, like, stamina. It helps it. It helps your, all, like, cardiovascular muscles.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to running, which is running is hard on your joints.
Yeah.
As you get older, it's wear and tear on your joints constantly if you run all the time. That's why you see just like older runners are just very lean and their joints are just thick.
Yeah, we're not going to be like that. But
I know, but like I'm just
Yeah, but like it's
I'm throwing facts out here.
It's good to like move your body, move your blood, your heart, you
yoga.
Know. Yeah, but yoga is so slow.
Not if you do it wrong it is, yeah. It's a workout. If you do these poses the way you're supposed to do
them. I don't
them,
feel like it is a workout until
then
I feel like the rush.
Then you need to change classes.
Until I feel the rush, then I don't feel like it's a workout. Because then it's just like you're stretching. You're like, obviously you do it before you work out, but then you have to actually go do the workout.
Then you're not doing it correctly.
What do you mean?
No, like if you go to a yoga class and do it front to back, like an hour's worth, it's a fucking workout.
I just do YouTube videos, but it's...
Okay, yeah. No, don't do that. That's a warm-up. Go to a yoga class and you will feel something like you will I can't stress, like, okay. it hurt, dude. Like, it hurt leaving those classes. Mm. Like, you did a workout.
How did you think about doing the yoga class?
I thought you'd be like, how did you think about drowning? I was like, oh, shit. Okay, I'm getting too heated. But, yeah. Like, sorry, the yoga class?
Yeah, how did it came to mind? You're just, like,
wondering. It was just a part of school. Our school was like, hey.
Okay.
These sets are being paid for. You guys are going to go do this yoga class.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was an hour and a half is long.
An hour straight.
Yeah.
Of on this mat doing every single pose, and you have to hold them for like a minute. Mm-hmm. You're using I used muscles I didn't know I could use. Like I was like, oh shit. Like this was around the time I was working out a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. Like I got this. This is gonna be some warm up bullshit and I'll go play basketball after. But I would like do these poses and you have to hold it for, and you just realize how heavy your whole body is, like, even it just, you're like, oh my god, my arm is, and it just keeps up because you do it, it's like 5 rounds, 6 rounds, 7 rounds of doing the same pose, and it was so exhausting. It's fucked, yeah. It's so good though. If you get like 2 weeks in straight of doing that, I'll be like, Carl, I'll pick you up right now, put you on my hand, Statue of Liberty style
yoga,
exactly,
yeah. Like, my proudest moment in PE is that I got Dancer of the Week.
Oh.
Oh, Dancer of the Day.
Yo, callback.
Dancer
of the Day.
Yeah.
Join tap classes. That's awesome.
I think, Carl would be so good in tap.
I love dancing, bro. Like,
I could see it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, one day.
One day.
After I won the title against Pac-Man. Pac-Man, I'm joking.
Okay, professional tap dancer, Boxer of the Week. And hip hop artist.
Yeah.
Dance artist.
Yeah.
Dead. Didn't do enough yoga.
Yoga. Yoga master.
Yoga master. Yoga sadness. But yeah.
Damn.
That's kind of it, right?
Just kind of. Yeah. I mean, it takes me back also to like the time where. This is like a shitty segue, but like.
What time?
Like,
what time?
I just had this like funny moment in my life. Like, in my working life, at the early stage of my life, too, when I was, like, really young, like, it's probably 17 or 18, but started out working really young. Okay. Yeah, started out working really young, and I think that was, like, primarily my workout, just, like, sweating it out that job, and it was just, like, really fast-paced, like, everything like that, so I considered it, like, as my workout. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, I was a bit fit the whole time, but, like, I was also pretty serious with how I kind of manage my fitness.
Yeah.
But that was Carl before. No, I'm joking. But yeah, I mean, when I did that, like, in McDonald's, my first job, you know, shout out to McDonald's.
Even very though good, shit, hey?
Yeah.
They're very good on jobs-wise.
They're very good, like,
I looked into
jobs.
The plan of it. I was like, congrats to everybody there. Yeah. They're doing their shit. If it's, like, a path, commit, and you'll get huge benefits out of it.
Yeah.
From McDonald's?
Like,
it's like when you say it, oh, I work at McDonald's, it comes off as like, whatever.
But there's
right?
so much skills.
But their
that
plan,
you can
like
learn. Yeah.
What they offer, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to anybody that works there.
Yeah. You have something to say about McDonald's?
Nothing. I mean, there's a lot of
McDonald's.
There's a lot of drama around McDonald's right now.
Yeah.
Because of the whole
what happened?
War in Palestine.
Yeah.
And so people are boycotting like McDonald's, you know. So, but like, I don't want to get into that. Yeah.
What happened? I'm so out of the loop. Sorry, you don't want to get into it.
It's political, you know, because like Israel supports McDonald's or something like that, and then like Israel's killing people, so people,
just a bunch of shit.
So people don't want to like eat that anymore, and like it's nothing against like Jewish or Israeli people. I know like a lot of people are cool.
Of course,
it's just the government, obviously. So
I was just speaking of like the side of. Me working there.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Way before everything happened. Like
okay,
that.
Actually, I didn't know that. Sorry,
you didn't know that. Okay.
No, because like
now you know.
Yeah, you're educating me.
Yeah,
like to an extent.
Yeah. So now, even if I wanted to eat McDonald's, I can't because I feel guilty.
Oh,
kinda.
Shit. I mean, I had Burger King earlier, so
that's good.
Yeah.
No.
Even then, like, my thinking of McDonald's is just, it's shitty, but it's a good, I guess, first job to get into.
Chicken habanero. Oh, so good.
Oh shit. He supports them, joking.
Yeah, I don't support them, but no, yeah. Joking. So good.
Continue. Hey, good going. Yeah, online with the story.
So, working there, I tolerated like 3 years there, which is crazy. And learned a lot of things and even dropped out at one point because of it. But I won't, maybe that's a story for another time. But yeah, I got maybe on my like second or third year. On the way of me becoming like a team leader.
Yeah.
This fucking one night, bro. Like, you don't ever want to work graveyard shifts in McDonald's. Fuck. Especially on Fridays, Saturdays.
I can't those imagine. Weekends. I can't.
The ones on Granville?
In popular.
Can you imagine?
In Surrey?
In
too?
Surrey, yeah. Yeah. That's fucked. No.
Where did you work? Which area?
But, you know me, I was like, I could do it. You know, I can fix it. You know, like, I'm just like,
but what happened? Fix it. What happened? What happened?
So this one night, right? And I thought it was just gonna be another normal kind of like rush for Friday. A lot of drunk white kids, like trust fund kids, because I worked in like West Van area.
Oh, nice.
In Park Royal. Shout out to Park Royal. And so that was that one night where there's just like a bunch of like these kids, like. This was their after party kind of deal in McDonald's.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you guys all here? Like, I'm not really used to that kind of like crowd in that time.
I don't like crowds, man. They scare me.
It's scary.
Unless it's for positive stuff. Yeah. Anyways.
Even then, like, we were only like the bare minimum for just the staff in those time periods, like two or three people.
Yeah.
Against like probably like hundreds of customers at a time.
Fuck, how old are you?
I was 16 or 17. Fuck.
16 years old.
Yeah.
Dealing with this.
16 or 17. Yeah. And then, okay, this kind of like, it started becoming like sort of a low key party. Everybody was just like dancing, and then everybody had their own speaker. Like, they were just blasting music in the fucking store.
Damn.
And I was just like, bro,
that's some
like,
white
shit. I was talking to my manager, bro, you gotta come out here.
My
you gotta
bitch is bad. just going hard.
That girl is a real clown, please.
that was the
kind of memorable shit. But talking to my manager was like, okay, bro, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm also bombarded here. There's a lot of orders because he works at the back making the food. And shout out also to the back people and the grill people. They do a lot of, you know, shit. But they're like, yeah, you gotta have to deal with it. I'm so sorry. Like, okay, fuck. And then talk to these people, you know, they're cool, you know, same age. But then a person came out of the washroom. It's like, bro, you gotta take a look at the washroom, bro. Like, somebody fucked it up. Like, bro, not again. And then I thought it was just gonna be like a simple, like, piss on the floor or whatever.
Yeah.
When I went in, and the stall was fucking gone. It was on the side. It was broken. And the urinal was cracked for some reason. I don't know what they were doing with the urinal.
What the fuck?
And still also, the signature piss on the ground is there.
Oh.
I was like, oh, fuck. That's and then I, so ratchet. I looked behind the... That's so ratchet. Yeah, that's true.
Very.
Very. I looked beside the bowl, the toilet bowl, and it's shit. It's somebody's shit.
Oh.
A massive heaping pile of shit. And I was like,
on the floor?
Fuck, what did I do to deserve this?
Oh,
and
my God.
I went out and I told my manager, bro, like, you gotta fucking come out of here. I don't care what you have to deal with in the back. Just come out here. Like, okay, Carl, fuck, I'm gonna go. And then he went and I was like, okay, bro, I'm so sorry. I'm not gonna do this. Like, oh, fuck, are you serious? And then. And then being the manager, he is like, he has this authority. And then he told me like to do it.
So
I was
like,
I was reluctant.
He's a shitty manager.
I was reluctant. I was like, fuck, do I have to do it? I'm so sorry, bro. You got to do it. I was like, fuck, okay. And then I went, got my hazmat shit on.
Fuck.
We had this,
you came
like,
in a bomber suit. You're like, all right.
Like a bomb squad unit. And I'm no, I wear this mask. I was so paranoid that shit was gonna get onto me.
Like,
I wore like four gloves.
It's gonna jump on you. It's a bacteria.
God, disgusting.
I wore like, well, two pair of gloves, yeah, and then like an apron. I was fully ready for this shit. And
literally,
while outside is still mayhem, I was like, okay, I gotta deal with this because people gotta shit and piss. So, dealt with it, and I thought of just about picking up the shit with two cardboard flaps. Mm-hmm. That was like the bottom of the bottom. Mm-hmm. Of me working in my employment career.
And you were like,
my whole employment career, that was like the bottom of the bottom. Fuck. Me scooping up someone's shit.
Fuck.
With two cardboards.
Yes. And I also like took a selfie with it. It was in my iPhone 6S. It was in my iPhone 6S. That was like, oh yeah. God. This is kind of like a memory. And yeah, I sort of took care of it. And then people were just like, you know, wondering, like, yo, the fucking washroom's fucked up. But like, okay, yeah, but you can piss in it, right? Like, yeah. And then they, you know, kind of like casually go.
Were you sick of people then? You were like, okay, the world, I hate.
Weirdly, I hate no. Really? I was just sick of the job.
That makes sense. I'm not gonna lie, that manager sucks. He should have done it. He should have. Yeah. If you were like, hey, I make fucking fries. I'm doing like drive through right now.
But
like,
they take advantage of you when you're like younger, because they know you'll do whatever it takes to stay. You know.
Yeah.
And it sucks, and but it's true.
But honestly, I took initiative as well. Like I was just like, okay, fuck it, whatever. It's just a fun experience. Yeah. Dude, fuck it.
Everything before that was already enough initiative.
Yeah.
You talking to the party, like all this bullshit going on, you're dealing with it. Yeah. That's initiative.
Yeah. True.
For him to be like, Carl, like he's a shitbag. Yeah. He should have did it.
Yeah. But if you want to really build up your character, like scoop up someone's shit, bro. Like that's kind of like the epitome of character development.
Like have a baby and
and get vacuumed out.
Because I used to change.
Get vacuumed out of my.
I used to change to my siblings, so I dealt with shit too before.
Yeah.
So I've seen it. I dealt with it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so it did build character. Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
it built character.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pick up shit, guys.
Pick up shit with your bare hands. Ew! And send pictures to Carl.
Comrade.
Let's see what happens.
I'm sorry.
He's loving it.
Let's
get into it.
I really want to get like I want to go to the spa and get like a foot, what do you call, massage?
Yeah, foot massage,
manicure, and like all of this.
Oh
yeah,
I did that.
Really?
You don't want to know something that's super.
Wait, do they scrub your feet like from like, you know, when
I didn't do the massage
when your feet get hard a little
manicure.
Bit, you know. And do they like do that?
Oh, the callus thing?
Yeah,
they do smooth it out. Ah. And kind of. Well, they just made my, like, they did the manicure. You know, a cute reason I did that actually?
Yeah.
I met the lady. I met her at work. And we had a moment of like, oh, listen to music and chatting. And we texted and stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm. Like, what can I do that I can text her and be, like, unique or pop out? Or that's something I could, kind of just tell her something I did.
Yeah.
That, and I can send her a photo and be like, hey, I did this. And we'll just, like, spark a new conversation. This is the fun part of, like, trying to get, like, a partner. You're like, you just go do shit to, like, be like, oh, I did this today. Ha ha ha. Like.
Yeah.
And I went and got a fucking, pedicure on the feet?
I guess. Yeah. That's what it's called.
Manicure.
Manicure on the feet.
Pedicure is like,
The
don't ask me how I know that.
But I guess when you do a manicure, like they massage your feet, they clean them, they make them smooth.
Yeah, they grab like a hook. I don't know. It's like a sharp thing.
Wait.
They clean out the sides.
Or maybe it's
they scrub
hands.
It.
It's sure. Very intense. It's intriguing. Yeah. Yeah. I got so ticklish. I was like, ooh.
I would laugh so hard. Yeah. But I never tried it, but I want to.
Yeah, but she did it. And I remember just doing that specifically to be like, hey, look what I did. Haha. Like, how was your day? Like, it was me just trying to like riz up my now girlfriend.
Yeah.
Being like, hi, hey, I did a first time. Crazy, right? Want to call? Aww. How are you? What food did you eat? Yeah, this is Cameron in love. I'm still in love. I was just like, oh, I do this stuff to tell you stories about it.
No.
Yeah, but hey, so the worst job, it's everything's on, right?
It is.
We had a quick break. Sorry about that.
Quick break.
Worst job experience. We just heard about that. That gross.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we sympathize, and also, I know you don't want to say it because you're like, oh, I know he's cool, he's okay, But fuck that manager.
And that's why I'm never rude to anyone who works anywhere, because I know like there's some shit that people deal with that you can never imagine. And like that's why I'm so surprised when someone is rude to me like at work, and I'm like, dude, like you don't know how that feels. You don't know me. You know? Yeah, like I am trying to do my best here, you know? Like,
So you were about to get into your lowest of the lows.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not lowest. It's just like something you have to do if you work in any store. You have to like take out the garbage. I hate that shit. I feel, especially when I'm wearing like nice outfit and like I just showered in the morning, I'm like, nah.
Taking out the garbage.
Why, you know? And like, the first few times that I did it, like the managers can see my face, like I hate it so much that like they stopped asking me to do it, because like they know, like I don't, some people like to do it because they go and get distracted and like they go on their phones, you know,
like, it's like a time kill, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But for me, I'm like, no man, I hate that shit, you know?
Yeah
So I guess that's the lowest.
For mine was I had multiple lows, but like what?
Same.
Hey guys, you guys hear a sadness?
Garbages.
No. I think one of the lows was, I mean, I already mentioned the sales one, like the lowest point I had in sales, but it ended up in a positive place. Like it worked out for me. The lowest, I don't know. I think it was with. So I used to work in a factory.
Oh shit!
Chicken.
I know this one.
I think, but I don't remember though. But I think
so.
I heard something like.
I don't want to say. It was a very so I okay what?
Hey, keep going. Sorry.
Okay. You guys think it's still snowing outside? No. So I worked in a factory, and the hours were crazy. It's from 7 to 5 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock.
7 to
you
5.
Could reach those hours.
A lot of money.
And if you got those hours, beautiful.
Yeah.
A lot of hours, a lot of money. In a place that was fairly cheap. Like rent, the rent I paid there was $650 for a 2-bedroom apartment.
Damn.
I had an apartment bigger than the 2 bedrooms.
Fuck.
I had my own office. It was $650 a month. And my internet was $55.
Alberta.
Exactly. Fuck. And so I lived in this... Yeah, I lived in this town. It was really good. And this was straight out of high school. I was 18 years old.
Shit.
And it was like, hey... I was already... Like, I got accepted to go to university in Calgary and in Vancouver.
Big ups.
And Toronto. Damn. And I was like, nah. I don't know. Damn, I don't know. Some people are like, oh, but
I'm
the
too
thing
good
is,
for college. Yeah.
At the end of the day, it was along those lines of like, oh, you get accepted to these places. And I remember just thinking, I was like, oh, I don't have the money to do this for some reason. I just don't. I think there was one school I could go to. They were going to do like a scholarship for one semester.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty cool. And that's a basketball related thing. Ayo. but just didn't go. And I was like, no, I think I'm just going to work and just, like, get money. I'm 18, low rent, not much else I can do, really.
Mm-hmm.
Full-time job. Cut that, actually. That was too specific. But full-time job. Shout out to the boy in the town I was working there. I lived on his couch.
Yeah.
For, like, a month trying to, like, find my own place, find
you
a
couch
job.
Couch surfed?
Yeah, because it was a... On his couch. I more like couch floated. I don't know. Because, like, yeah, it was a week after my graduation of high school. I was like, okay, well, that's it. I'm an adult now. I'm kind of free.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, deuces.
Yeah.
Love you, mom. Love you, dad. Love you, sister. Love you, grandpa. I'm out. I'm moving on. I'm going to do adult shit now.
Mm.
Go to Alberta, do the thing. And the lamb job. The lamb job.
The lamb.
Ooh. The lamb job. So it was... Lamb. It slaughterhouse was too aggressive of a word. It was very humane in the way we processed the lambs. It was like... And we had... It was such a big team of people that were working just as hard as I was, or even harder, longer than me, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to them and... you know, much love to all those people. Still remember them. And we always had inspectors, Alberta health inspectors, around constantly.
To check up, yeah.
Monitoring everything and making sure everything up to code. Stays humane and that the lambs killed are not processed. It's instant. We don't... Suffering, absolutely not. Everyone needs to be on their shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was all good. But I remember there was one day... I don't know. I remember just cutting a hide. And someone just popped. And it was just a lot of blood. But I was I wasn't wearing a face shield.
Yeah.
Or anything. So it just kind of was like on my face and my shit. My face and my apron. And that was it. And I remember looking to the guy to the left. And he's like, oh, there's paper towel right there. And I was like, oh, okay.
Is this a normal? Because...
Yeah, because, like, the line when you're...
Like, mundane shit, like, happens.
It's super gross, but, like, all respect to the animal. But, like, when you're on a line like that, it's a line. It's a big line.
You got to do it fast, right?
Yeah. It's a big drip line after the first process of, you know, the death. And then it goes through the line so it can be processed, cleaned, processed to make sure the meat is good and okay.
Mm-hmm.
And things are just quick. And you're just working on a line with... people all over. And the thing is, everyone kind of doesn't mind being there, and everyone kind of wants to get this done quick.
Yeah.
Managers, come on, let's keep the line moving.
How does it smell in there?
Bad in the beginning. Bad in the beginning, but you get used to it. Like, oh, it's just another day. Yeah. It's just another day. But, yeah, and so you're trying to get your stuff done. You're trying to do your part. You're part of a team. So if you fuck up, kill the line. If you have to shut down the line, and even if it's for like 30 seconds, we're losing money. Like, it's, you need to be efficient. You need to do your job. If you fuck up and they see something you fucked up, they'll kill the line. Be like, hey, who was on this? I was. Okay, hey, this is how you
find the root. Hey?
If one person fucks up, then
Yeah, so there's And it's a lot of people that are a lot older than me at the time. Like, you know, they're big professionals of like, oh, this is the thing. But they're cool too. They're really great people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember just cutting that and just blood all over my face. And I was like, oh shit, this is crazy. And looking at the guy, I'd be like,
there's a paper towel.
And he's just like, oh, like behind you. Look behind you. Look behind. I saw the paper towel. I was like, okay, just wiped on my face.
But that's not even hygienic. Like, what if this...
And plus that's maybe traumatic?
What? Yeah. What if this lamb have some disease, you know?
I don't know. But then it's also like, I don't know, because I was 18.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is just... All right,
part of a regular day.
Just do the thing. Just clean it off. Because I know when I get home, you're just gonna shower and do everything, and like I remember just kind of keep it along, keep going.
I remember another blood story you told me about, but I don't think we can talk about it here.
Guys, I had my first period the other week.
Yeah, but it is related to period.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I also have a story about that. Yeah, sorry.
Huh? We can't talk about that. What? What, did I tweet this? What the fuck?
Yeah,
no.
Guys.
No, I don't know what. I feel
we'll
like
save
I
it
know
for
where,
later.
Yeah. Hey, in the future, if we ever have
Patreon.
We'll have other stories.
Yeah.
But anyways, that job is... It made me start drinking a lot more.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but in hindsight, I'd look back and I was like, oh shit.
So the lamb made you drink?
Yeah, somewhat. Somewhat.
Somewhat.
I will tell... I want to say why I left. I did that job for a year. Paid great. The people were incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But like working 13 hours a day.
Oh, damn.
Doing it constantly.
It's like killing your youth almost.
Yeah.
But it's a grind, you know?
It was a grind. And I don't know. I remember getting super desensitized to stuff.
Yeah.
I remember there was a couple moments that happened or that I was doing with another coworker while we were just like waiting on the line when the line was down.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember taking one of those moments where we're third person and I looked back at everything and looked at what I was doing. I'm not saying it's bad or not, because all that meat and all those lovely animals that we... It's also halal meat. It's lamb halal meat.
Oh, yeah.
That we had a halal guy.
Wow.
he would pray before every shift.
Oh, it was halal?
It was halal.
Oh.
It was halal lime factory.
Okay, then you're fine. That.
Yeah, so
he... like, okay, you're forgiven.
Literally,
no, the blood is fine. Everything's fine.
Literally before every
you're blessed.
Shift. Yeah, before every shift, he would pray. Before every shift, he would pray.
Oh,
yeah, it
that's
was a
cute.
It was a whole process, and
that's cool.
The lovely thing about that is, like in Alberta, like a lot of my coworkers, like majority were just white individuals,
mm-hmm.
and just having a guy that was halal and doing this, like, no one fucked with him. It was really, I was like,
yeah, I heard people.
No one did.
I don't want to say anything, but I heard like in Calgary, there's like some racism.
Yeah, no, a lot. It's happened to me. I've gotten into fights about it.
Yeah, I've gotten in fights. I don't know.
Being just a native dude.
Yeah, I heard.
And I'm like, I'm barely brown. Like, and I've gotten fights about just being native.
Damn.
Just with any people in a lot of Alberta. But like, it's just those small town bars. Like, I remember just walking into a lot of bars and just a lot of old white guys. Would just be like looking at me, just staring at me when I walk in with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, oh. And I remember even when we were playing pool and the guy walked up, he's like, you look like you got a problem. And I was like, bro. What? He's like, he's like, either you look like you have a problem or I think we should give you one.
What?
And I was like,
what?
And my friends were like, hey, what's going on? And my friends, because they're white as well, they walked up and they're like, hey, what the fuck's going on? He's like, I don't know. This guy's looking at me weird. And I was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm to my side with my homies watching pool.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Bruh. And this guy was, he was substantially bigger than me. So I was like, oh, okay, no. But a lot of it's because it would always happen when they were super, super, super drunk.
Mm.
And they would like push me and I pushed them and then that was it.
Nothing
some
escalated
fists
further.
Some fly, but that was it. And
but that's
like because they were just so drunk. I'm like, okay, that's just a thing that happened, and like that's it. Like, what are you gonna do?
Maybe that's why the rent is cheap because it comes at a price.
Yeah,
they make you pay the price in another way.
I never had these like dramatic like. Oh,
yeah. I know. I mean, I have
just drunk people.
I have
just,
a friend of a friend that lives in Calgary. I think he's Indian, you know, and he's like he likes it there. Like he's pretty chill with there. But he says that there's nothing to do there. Like
he looks forward to
come to Vancouver because like at least there's like some clubs that play other music other than country music.
It's
and
a
stuff.
Lot of country music.
Yeah. And he's like it's his vacation to come to Vancouver and just like go to clubs here and like do stuff. Yeah.
But back to my story about the halal guy.
Yeah.
A lot of my white coworkers. Didn't
fuck
with
him.
Damn.
That's good. He just oh no, he has to pray.
When you say a lot, like is it all of them?
Wait,
or just, like,
you
some
said
of
didn't
them?
Fuck with
majority.
Him?
Majority.
I want to so, say like, 85%. Some people are like
actually.
Some people are like still
dude,
like what the fuck are you doing?
90%.
Oh.
95.
Oh.
To be honest.
But there was still
maybe
some.
Maybe all. I'm really thinking back now. I think it's all of them were majority of the white coworkers, but they none of them fucked with the halal.
But like,
that's cool.
But like. When you say they didn't fuck with him, you mean like they didn't talk to him or like they couldn't
No,
with him?
when I mean they didn't hey buddy, ha, fuck you. Like they didn't
I mean because he's Arab cuz obviously they're scared of us.
No, they didn't. They, okay.
They cannot mess with us. So not with the Arabs.
Mm-mm. It's been snowing.
You know what happens next?
Carl, are you going to curl your hair soon or something? No, but
That was good.
But,
that's the only thing that white people know what not to do, not to fuck with an Arab person. They can fuck with anybody else but Arab people.
That's too good, bro. That was too good.
But no, they just like everyone just like kind of respect each other.
Yeah.
I
kind of
like it.
That age.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, everyone's at that age because I mean they all had families and shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, they all had families. What is happening?
I like to be feared. You know.
I don't think it was a fear thing.
Trust me, they are scared of us.
Is there such thing as reverse racism? Sorry.
Wait, which one?
Reverse racism?
What's that entail?
I thought it was
like
maybe I'm just being dumb about it, but I thought it was just being.
It's like if someone calls you
kind.
Yeah,
or
I
like
think so.
Being racist against yourself.
I think if it goes about, if what's behind it
to some degree,
if it's derogatory,
if you're
being derogatory, if you're ashamed of
who you are and you degrade your own people, then it's definitely racism. But if it's just like you, I think if you both know the joke and you're joking to each other, then it's fine.
Yeah,
but
if you're
like
fucking around.
I fuck around with like my Filipino friends, like, oh shit.
No, but you I think it's racism if you degrade your own people.
Yeah.
And put yourself above.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm above you.
Like you genuinely think
especially if you grew up in like another country, then like it seems it looks like you're being racist to your own people. Because I'm better than you. I live here.
We joke around all the time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I love my people. I love everybody. And just
reach, love your own.
Yeah.
Love yourself. Love your people.
Love yourself love your community. How about that? Hey. Love everybody. Hey, unless I don't know.
Love your God.
Love your God. Mm, sorry, you go. I'm right here. Anyways. So you guys like carbonated water or something? I guess that's it.
Oh, the last thing we need to bring up is Vancouver bipolar weather.
Oh. Yeah.
It is snowing?
Yeah. Dude, it was sunny in the morning, and then suddenly.
Yeah, it was sunny today.
And the snow was coming out of the sky, and there wasn't even clouds. And I was like,
no clouds.
Where is this coming from? You know.
I was on my way to work. You noticed that too, dude? Because I woke up early today, and I was on my way to work. It was super sunny out. I saw the big view of the mountains.
Yeah.
And the city skyline. I was like, because I was going down this big ass hill. I was like, oh, I love this. This is great. So it's such a nice day.
Yeah.
3 hours later, maybe even less. Actually, I think less.
Mm.
2 hours later, I look up at one of the cameras, and it's fucking snowing outside. And I was like,
hey.
Huh? I don't know. Like, what, really? What the fuck? Yeah. And now
I wish it snowed like this in Christmas. Like, right? I mean, it did snow before Christmas, I think, in December.
I asked for it.
It was nice. But like I wish it continued until Christmas, not now in January where we want to do real life.
Like it's over.
Hey, new year, new city. Come on, relax. Yeah, holidays are over. My birthday's in a few weeks.
I feel like January is always like a filler month. Sorry. Like it doesn't even count. Like January, I feel like it's just like let's just get this shit started. You know.
Shout out to all my homies that have January birthdays.
Yeah, I feel like whoever has a birthday in January, I feel bad for them. Because, like, everyone's already over with all the party shit. They're like, really? Like, now you want us to come to your birthday? Like,
my niece, Ashley's birthday is January 1st.
Oh.
So, like,
I feel bad.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's cool.
But she has to, like, but actually, that's when she can combine her birthday with the New Year's party.
True.
She probably has the best birthday
That's probably the best one, honestly.
Because if you have a birthday, like, January 18th, it's like, hey, bro, come on. I got finals.
Yeah.
It's like, it's January. Shut up.
Life is happening to me right now. Like, why do we bother? No, I'm joking.
January 1st.
Yeah.
January 1st. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even also like Christmas babies too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's tough when your birthday kind of is with a holiday.
A very special holiday for everybody.
You know? So you're like, oh, I'm special. Like,
oh, here's your gift. It's like, oh, okay, where's my gift for Christmas? Oh, that's all of it.
Mm. Yeah.
The same shit. Birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get.
Like, yeah.
Buy me dinner or something. Like, I don't know. Like, give me some lunch or something. You know what I mean? Like, just give me something. It's tiny.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? Strictly for the rest of my life, I want for my birthdays.
Yeah.
Candles. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Sorry, that's it. That's the one. Knows this. Candles is the only thing I like. I'm like, hey, give me candles.
Yeah.
Candle and card from the lady.
Yeah.
Mm. That's all I need. I'm good. CC.
Cameron
Carl, we out here. We're starting a cult, anyways. CRC. Bob, you joining soon?
CRC.
CRC.
What's Cameron.
That? Oh yeah, Rebob. CRC.
Oh, Carl. I'm slow. Hey, thank you guys. Thanks for recording.
Much
this is great.
Yeah. Loving. Yeah.
New episode.
Anything you want to say to the cameras, Rebob?
It's been a long episode, I feel.
True.
And
this was episode 12.
Concisely said. Yes.
Episode 12.
We didn't even say that in the beginning.
Now, who cares? Yeah. The beginning's.
They know.
Yeah.
But they know.
All four of them, they know.
Yeah, because you love us, right?
Exactly.
And we love you.
Hey,
right?
Three of them. My mom stopped listening. So.
Love you, Mom. Okay.
And thanks. Follow Glitterly on YouTube. Spotify and iTunes for the episodes.
Like, please. Heart, do all that support if you can.
Instagram, TikTok, yes. And Facebook. And we have some ideas. I haven't proposed them to you guys yet.
Yes.
Some ideas that will be proposed later this month.
Yeah.
Hopefully come out next month.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shoot some stuff that will hopefully be funny. Shout out to the U.S. Mormons.
Yes.
Thank you guys. Have a good night and cheers.
Yes. Good bless night. Bless your hearts.
Good night, good morning, anything.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.